Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. Our passage for today is going to come from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 3 through 7, which say this: "As I urged you when I was going to Macedonia, remain at Ephesus so that you may charge certain persons not to teach any different doctrine, nor to devote themselves to myths and endless genealogies which promote speculations rather than the stewardship from God that is by faith. The aim of our charge is love that issues from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. Certain persons, by swerving from these, have wandered into vain discussion, desiring to be teachers of the law without understanding either what they are saying or the things about which they make confident assertions." I should have had a spoiler warning at the beginning of this podcast that I'm going to spoil the ending of the Lego movie. So if you have not watched that and don't want to know how it ends, then you may need to skip ahead. But if you have watched it, then you know that you have this entire story about these different Lego people that you come to find out is ultimately the imagining of a young boy. And all of these Legos are from his dad's collection. And dad is an avid and detailed collector and builder of Lego sets. And so for him, it is a hobby of I buy the set and I build this perfect landscape that is going to stay where it is and it's not going to move, it's not going to get played with. And he probably knows a lot about these Legos, and they're all very perfectly and meticulously placed where they need to be, but he has forgotten the purpose of Legos, which the child understands intuitively, as only a child can, that a Lego is a toy. And it's for using your imagination, it's for building, it's for play, it's for having fun. And the father has lost this for his meticulous collection. And so he knows a lot about the Legos, but he has forgotten or unlearned what they are really about. The same thing is true for these false teachers. 1 Timothy is not written by Timothy, like a 1 John might be. 1 Timothy is written to Timothy by the Apostle Paul. This is his first letter that we have in our scriptures. And it says, "My urge to you was to protect against these false teachers." And what are these false teachers doing? In a very simplified sense, they are wasting everyone's time and entirely missing the point of what biblical teaching is all about. Paul tells Timothy, "Don't let them devote themselves to myths." Now, my ESV study Bible says that myths in the New Testament, it's a negative term characterizing beliefs as fanciful, untrue, or even deceptive. Such myths were often used to excuse immoral behavior. They're also dealing with endless genealogies. And so what is the effect of this is it's just about speculation. It's about vain discussion. There is a certain kind of biblical teaching which might be very enticing to us, where we hear a lot of interesting ideas or interesting tidbits from Scripture or interesting speculations, to steal Paul's word, about what might be the case that ultimately miss the point about Christian living. Paul contrasts that with the purpose for which we are to be living our lives. He says here, love that issues from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. What is the purpose of a good sermon? You know, we may come away with a good sermon having learned a lot of interesting information, but does it cause our hearts to worship? Does it lead to a changed life? I read a long book on the purpose of a sermon by John Piper, and it says the purpose of a sermon is to elicit worship from the heart of the listeners for seeing who God is and what he has done, and that we might respond. Worship is, one definition, a response to who God is and what he has done. So when we've heard a good Bible teaching, a good sermon, a good lesson, then our hearts should be worshiping God and our lives should be changed because we are called to a better way of living from the truth of God's word. And we might sum up all of the law into what? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Paul says here, the aim of our charge is love that issues from a pure heart. What's a pure heart? It means it's unstained from sin, which means that our lives are different, but also that it's not clouded by distractions. It is pure. It has a focus and a direction, which is a life lived for God. A good conscience, meaning that we are operating within the clear teaching of Scripture regarding the things that we are to love, the things that we are to hate, the things we are to pursue, and the things that we are to reject. And a sincere faith. We walk not by sight, but by faith. I've had many conversations with people who like to talk about things around the Word of God, but very rarely take the Word of God and then apply it to their life and say, how should I live differently because of it? I would say watch out for these kind of people that want to have interesting speculative discussions around the Word of God, but whose lives do not back up the kind of life that has been submitted to the Word of God. The author of Psalm 119 loves the Word of God. And why does he love the Word of God? Because it brings him wisdom. Because his life is lived differently in the light of it. God's Word is a lamp to his feet and a light to his path. And so should it be to us. So let us surround ourselves with Bible teachers like Pastor Todd here at Bible Fellowship Church that say, this is what the Word of God says. Now, how are you going to live differently because of it? Because of the light of our great God who gave his life for us so that we might live forever with him. Don't miss the point of God's beautiful living word to us. God, we thank you for this teaching. We thank you for the book of 1 Timothy. And just this one tidbit that we can take away. God, show us the purpose of your word. Lord, it is to reveal who you are to us, God, and show us how we ought to live in the light of that reality. Help us to do that through your living word, through your Holy Spirit at work in us. We'll give you all the glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk Church. Family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.